The car train management agency is planning to spend up to 2 billion rand to acquire second-hand additional rolling stock from the UK. This is in an attempt to deal with the capacity constraints on the high-speed train network. Joining me on the line to discuss the expansion plans in detail is the company's CEO, Jack van der Merwe. Jack, thank you so much for your time. So let's talk about what prompted you and the team to want to add rolling stock.
Well, you know, we have a nice problem. We have a capacity problem. So we need to expand the rolling stock. Our capacity during peak periods are now quite constrained. So we started off by going out on tender. The tenders weren't successful because I think it was too few, carriages that we wanted. So we've now decided to look at pre-owned rolling stock in the UK.
All right, and when should passengers expect capacity to be taken care of and seeing more coaches lined up?
Well, we first have to go through the procurement process, but then we have to refurbish and change the look of the trains. So if we're lucky, end of next year.
All right. So perhaps you can give us an update on the second phase of what is called Gautrain 2. How's that progressing?
We've completed the feasibility study. We've handed it into Treasury. So we're waiting for funding. The government has got big demands on the budget, but the president has announced the National Development Plan will go ahead. And the Gautrain is part of that plan. So we're actually waiting for approval and funding to go ahead.
Perhaps you can give us some insight into some of the trends you've picked up when it comes to passenger demands, specifically for transport, since the Gautrain launched. You get the sense that millennials don't necessarily want to purchase cars. Maybe they love the idea of using the Gautrain. What have you picked up when it comes to those demands?
Yes, well, up to now we've transported 107 million people. So the people that, they love it, and you're exactly right. Now, we have this demand for cars, which seems to be insatiable, but the millennials are now saying, that they would rather be on their electronic devices than driving a car. So we've seen a massive, increase. And it's the same with e-hailing services. It's, again, something that the young people like to have on their phone and say, where do I get picked up and go? So this is, and we're seeing this trend worldwide.
In terms of the funding for Gautrain 2, do you expect majority of the funding to come from the public sector side, or are you hoping to increase capacity when it comes to private sector investments?
Yeah, it is registered as a public-private partnership, so there will obviously be private sector contribution. We're also looking at value capture. How do we get the value of the investments around the stations? How can we utilize that to get into, to increase our pool of money for the project?
This is an exciting period for you and the team, and a lot of people have been talking about some of the investments we're seeing coming into South Africa. For one that comes to mind, early this morning we heard that PepsiCo is looking at acquiring Pioneer Foods, which I suppose is a testament to President Cyril Ramaphosa's drive to attract investment in the country. For you to be able to be excited about the economy and see businesses plugging in more capital investment, what are some of the impediments that you believe as a CEO should be taken care of in order for us to get to that level?
Well, I think the president has, shown the way ahead. Now it's a case of putting our shoulder down and doing the actual work. I think we have all the plans. We've done all the work around the National Development Plan. So it's now time for implementation, and I'm very excited. I think it's a nice time to be an engineer. We can begin build things.
Apart from acquiring these 18 to 35 coaches for the Gautrain, second half of 2019, what does it look like for the Gautrain?
One of the challenges is to grow the demand during the off-peak period. Any public transport system, the supply is less than the demand in the peak, but in the off-peak, we have much more supply than what the demand is. So how do we get people on the train during the off-peak period? So that's going to be our focus.
In terms of population growth, I mean, do you have stats of that with regards to Gautrain? I mean, there's a lot of companies moving and setting up offices, particularly in the Sandton region. I can imagine you're expecting a lot of, footprints, or rather foot traffic to come through when it comes to those particular stations.
Yes. Look, I think the Gautrain has actually opened up Sandton. It's given it access without, touching the surface traffic. So it's open opportunity. We've just commissioned a study by Hatch, an international company, and they found that for every 1 rand that we spent on the train, we've had 2.60 rand a worth of investment around the stations. So this is really a massive growth.
Jack, let's leave it there. Thank you so much for your time. That is the CEO of the Gautrain Management Agency, Jack van Merwe.